My name is Katia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for David L. Wilson, VAVID L WILSON. This dictation was done on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. The CKD has remained relatively stable and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome related to secondary to sick sinus syndrome. Period. The kidney functions from the most recent labs reveal a BUN of 45 from 46, creatinine of 3.0 from 3.01, and a GFR of 21 from 21. There is no significant proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 383 from 538 milligrams and urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 218 milligrams, period. There is no urinary there is no activity in the urinary sediments, and the patient denies any urinary symptoms. Unfortunately, due to the advanced kidney disease, we cannot start any SGLT2, such as Farxiga, FARXIGA, or Jardiance for renal and cardiovascular protection, as well as for the proteinuria, period. We will continue to monitor for now. Number two, iron deficiency anemia, which is improving. The patient follows at the Florida Cancer Center for Procrit injections and IV iron. His recent HNH is 11.2 and 34.4. And his iron saturation has improved from 18 to 20%, period. Next line, elevated PTH. His PTH, his recent PTH is 151 from 180. We will monitor for now, especially since the serum calcium level and serum phosphorus levels are within normal limits. The serum calcium is 8.8 and the serum phosphorus is 3.5. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. This is secondary to the CKD4. Period. If the PTH continues to worsen, we may consider starting the patient on Sensipar in the future. We will recommend vitamin D3, 2,000 unit supplementation during the next visit. Period. Next line, hypertension, arterial hypertension, with stable blood pressure reading of 124 over 84. Period. The patient is euvolemic. We recommend continuation of the current regimen and decreased sodium intake of 2 grams within 24 hours in the diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen and low fat and cholesterol, as well as decrease simple carbohydrates in the diet, period. Next line, hyperuricemia/gout, which is stable on allopurinol. The uric acid is 6.1, period. The patient recommended to continue a low protein in the diet. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 32. His weight has been consistently at 223 over the past few visits period. We recommend increased physical activity and a recommended diet, a recommended plant-based diet period. Next line, history of DVT and stroke. Continue with the Eliquis. Next line, fixed sinus syndrome, status post-pacemaker. He follows with Dr. Perez, cardiologist. Next line, BPH without symptoms. Next line, GERD. GERD, stable. Next line, AAA or AAA. Patient to follow with a primary care provider for yearly CAT scan to monitor the growth and size of the aneurysm. Next line, the patient presents with elevated SED rate of 46, as well as elevated CRP of 23, period. He reports a recent flare-up with skin inflammation and as well as problems with his esophagus, period. He was prescribed doxycycline by his dermatologist but had a reaction to it and had to stop it, period. He follows with a dermatologist, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And